Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And to begin, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Well, I ain't a fan.
That's fine. So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Well, I disapprove. I disagree with what he's doing. Hey, can you put some general clothes in here?
Strongly?
No, it's all gone. Say again?
Hello, is that a strongly disapprove?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
I guess I approve. I don't know. I work all the time. I don't have time to know exactly what the hell's going on until.
That's fine. We just want to know your opinion with what you know. Now, do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I approve somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
I really disapprove of that.
And so is that a strongly disapprove?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Well, I don't know what she's doing, but nobody likes her, so.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican?
For real, I might scroll your name in there. So I don't want to vote for either one of those dudes. So.
Okay, that's fine. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Yeah, Kennedy. I'd vote for Kennedy.
Kennedy, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Yes.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I strongly approve. Disapprove. I don't like what he's doing.
Oh, so disapprove. You disapprove? Okay. So
yes.
Strongly disapprove or...
Yes.
Somewhat?
Yes. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Yes. Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Yep. Disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland state sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No, I disapprove. I disagree with that.
So do you strongly oppose it or somewhat?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
Yeah, probably the buses and trains and all that.
Thank you very much. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Yes, it already is a felony, isn't it?
It is not. It is only a misdemeanor. Yeah.
It should be.
So do you somewhat agree or strongly agree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Yes, I agree. Come here, hon, look.
strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yes.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I think it should be a felony. Fentanyl is a drug. It's bad.
So do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it. Support it.
Thank you. Now, do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much. Too much.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We have a few more questions to go. And now, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
No, I favor them.
Do you strongly favor it or somewhat favor it?
I strongly favor it.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, it's not a man's decision to say what a woman can do with her body. That's,
thank you very much. Thank you. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Well, they should be arrested, but 12 years old, you know, that's.
We do have the same scale. Strongly favor it, somewhat favor it, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you very much. Now, do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
No, I don't want to do that.
So do you strongly oppose it or?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. Now, for something different now, how frequently do you play in the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big or never?
Only when the jackpot is big.
Thank you. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Is it a big problem? A problem? Okay.
Big problem.
Thank you. Now, as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
What was that question?
Yes. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
So do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose
it? Yeah, I somewhat oppose it. So the problem is
I don't care.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Thank you. Now, should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
No. That's their right. I don't oppose that.
So do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Mm-hmm.
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have a legal option to medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
To sin and kill yourself.
Yes, for So a yes or no?
A no.
No. Thank you. Now, if you had an incurable terminal illness, still of sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And which
I
of the
go
following...
rob a bank.
Thank you. And now, which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Abortion should be legal in some cases.
In most cases, we have.
Okay. Well, most cases.
Okay, thank you. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, once again, something different. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
No. But it should be more than three.
Okay, so do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will assist us in greatly analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
The 49 to 64. 50. 50. 50
to
64. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American, other?
Well, since the, you know, the LGBT and all that, I'm a black guy, but I feel like I'm Chinese.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, like Baptist or AME, Catholic, Jewish,
Catholic,
another faith?
Catholic.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful
Bye-bye.
Day. Thank
you.
You
too. Bye.
Thank you.